Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Why does it seem like you never, ever, ever pick the right checkout line at the grocery store? No matter how carefully you strategize, you always end up in the slow lane, at least I do. And it's generally next to some coupon lady or somebody that's writing a check or a cashier that can't make the register work. Well, that's not your imagination. The people at Wired took a look at the phenomenon, and there are three factors that make you always get screwed up in line. Grocery stores monitor how many customers there are and open a specific number of checkout lanes, just enough to handle the flow. So if there's even a slight delay in one lane, like a price check, that creates a pileup and that screws up everything. Why don't they hire more employees? Well, it's a business. If you're into capitalism, you know. They only want to pay for as many workers as they have to, and it's not always busy. Number two, the odds are always against you. If there are three lanes open, you've only got a 33% chance of picking the fastest one, meaning the other three times, you guess wrong, people are going to move faster than you. It's not just in your head. And three, places like Best Buy and Barnes & Noble use a better system, where everybody's in one line and the first person in line just goes to whichever cashier opens up next. And mathematically, that is a faster way to get people out. But studies have found people like us don't like that system at all. We like to feel like we're in control, and picking our own lane gives us that feeling. So next time you're at the checkout line going braggle, snagging, raggle, fracking, braggle, frass, you'll know why. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They do jewelry appraisals, and a lot of folks don't like to leave their jewelry there because sometimes it can be 2 or 3 weeks. In David's case, what they'll do is they'll evaluate it, make some notes, write it up, take a picture of it, and then in a couple days, you'll get the paperwork on it without ever having to leave your jewelry actually there on the premises. They also buy and sell gold and silver bullion. Having the physical bullion in your financial portfolio, pretty good idea, and it will go anywhere from $20,000 to $200,000. To find out more for yourself, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, that is plural, or you can see them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.